It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Glad we're together again. Can you imagine what might be in this box? I'll give you a hint. He works in the speedy delivery service. Of course, it's not the real Mr. McFeely, but it's a doll that looks like him. Yeah, see his bow tie and glasses, speedy delivery cap. One of my neighbors likes to use her imagination and her hands to make dolls. She made this one for Mr. McFeely, and he loaned it to me so I could show it to you. Imagine being able to make such a fine doll with your hands. Looks almost like the real Mr. McFeely, doesn't it? I like to think of different things that people do with their hands. Things that don't hurt themselves or anybody else. Oh, there are lots of healthy things we can do with our hands. Sure. Can you clap? Mm-hmm. How about three times? And how about two times? Good. And how about pounding? Can you pound? Pound, yeah. Okay, pound. And how about building with blocks? There's something else we can do with our hands. Come on, Mr. McFeely, let's build with some blocks. Here's my bag of blocks down here. We'll build something here. How about that? No. There. Now, Mr. McFeely doll, would you like to knock them down? Okay. That's some of the fun, isn't it, after you build with them? There. Build with blocks. Now, what are some other things we can think of doing with our hands? Some healthy things. Probably come to, well, one thing is cleaning up after we've played with something. Let's see if there's something else in here. Oh, we could hold a book with our hands. Let's do that. Put you right here, Mr. McFeely. See if he'll stand up there. Oh, this is a book about the neighborhood of make-believe. Yeah. So let's just look in here. See some pictures of the neighborhood of make-believe. There's Daniel's clock with the trolley going by. Daniel Striped Tiger lives in that clock. And who lives in there? The platypus family. Dr. Bill and Elsie Jean and little Anna. And the museum go-round. Who stays in the museum go-round? Lady Elaine Fairchild. Mm-hmm. And what about the tree? Henrietta Pussycat lives there, and X the Owl lives there. Lots of places in the neighborhood of make-believe. The factory. The man who manufactures in that factory is Cornflake especially. And what about the castle? Who lives in the castle? King Friday, Queen Sarah, Prince Tuesday. Lots of people there. Oh, and what about that one? That's the Eiffel Tower, Grandpère's Tower, with the trolley going by. Oh, there's somebody on the phone. Let's see who that is. Hello? Oh, Mr. McFeely, how are you? Oh, no, I'm not in any hurry for that tissue tape. But if you're over in this part of the neighborhood, would you please stop by? Yeah, I'd like to give you back the speedy delivery doll. Oh, yes. In fact, I was just showing it a book. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fine. We'll see you later. Thanks, Mr. McFeely. Hop over. Mr. McFeely. Well, we can use our hands to put our books back where we find them. It's another thing for using our hands. There you go. Now let's just have some make-believe. I'll use my hand to make the switch. The trolley come. Last time, Lady Elaine was angry, and she used her boomerang, toomerang, sumerang to turn Grandpère's tower upside down. So let's think about what the neighbors might do about that as the trolley goes by the castle garden in the neighborhood of make-believe. Oh, yes, trolley, yes. Yes, and then what happened, Mayor Maggie?
Well, after Lady Elaine said boomerang, toomerang, sumerang,
yes,
we noticed that Grandpère's tower was upside down.
Oh, that Fairchild.
Since you're the king in this neighborhood, I suggest you have a talk with Lady Elaine.
Of course I will. But in the meantime, is Grandpère all right?
My assistant Mayor Aber has come to help him get resettled.
Everything upside down, how unsettling, yes.
You know, she could have done it to your castle here, too.
An explosive thought, Mayor Maggie. This unruly behavior must be curtailed, yes.
I wish you well. Call if you need any further Westwood assistance.
I certainly shall. Royal gratitude for your report, Mayor Maggie. You are excused.
Thank you, King
yes,
Friday.
Farewell.
Oh, Mayor Maggie, hi.
Oh, hi, Chuck.
How did you do?
Well, the king said he would have a talk with her.
Oh, good.
I hope it'll be good. How's Grandpère doing?
We cleaned up a lot of the mess, and he's taking a nap right now. You know, I was just thinking, maybe I'll have a little informal chat with Lady Elaine myself.
I wish you well.
Thanks.
I need to get back to the office in Westwood.
Well, just call if you need me. I have the intercom with me.
I will. Farewell, Assistant Mayor Aber.
Bye-bye, Mayor Maggie.
Who goes there?
It's Neighbor Aber, Lady Elaine.
What do you want?
I'd like to see you.
Why?
Because we're friends.
Are you trying to kid me, Aber?
No, not at all. I just thought, since everything that's happened, maybe you'd like to talk with somebody.
What's there to talk about?
Oh, maybe your feelings and other people's feelings.
Now, don't get into all that.
But you must have had a reason for what you did.
You mean turning Grandpère's tower upside down?
Yes.
I was mad, and I used my boomerang, toomerang, sumerang.
But, Lady Elaine, that's no reason to turn somebody's place upside down.
Don't start harping at me, or I'll turn you into a doll.
Well, I don't mean to harp it. Excuse me, you'll do what?
I'll turn you into a doll, just like I'm afraid I did to Speedy Delivery.
Now stop your joking, Lady Elaine.
No joke. Just look over there.
Lady Elaine, you didn't.
I don't remember it, but I think I did. And I may have to do it to you or anybody else who comes here. So, goodbye.
Assistant Mayor Aber, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Is that a doll you have?
It's Mr. McFeely, the speedy delivery person?
Yes, it looks just like him. Mm-hmm.
Lady Elaine says she made him into this doll, and she'll do that to anybody else who comes here.
Oh, certainly not a king.
Well, that's what you think. Go away from my window. Go away from my door now.
I I think we'd better go someplace else to think about this.
It looks as if I may need to muster an army.
Oh, surely there's a better way to deal with Lady Elaine's anger.
If you can think of one, you're welcome to propose it. Farewell, Assistant Mayor Aber.
Farewell, King Friday. You're crying.
Yes, I am, Mr. Aber.
Oh, could you tell me why?
I'm scared of what's happening.
What Lady Elaine's been doing?
Yes. She's our neighbor. What if she would do it to us?
Oh, she'll not do anything to you, Anna. She just got upset and didn't know what to do with her hands, so she used her boomerang to upset some of the grown-ups.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, things like that usually don't make any sense. But all of the grown-ups here and in Westwood are going to keep trying to help. You can be sure of that.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Aber. It really is good to talk with you.
Well, I have a feeling your mom and dad would tell you the same things I do.
Oh, they do. I just like to hear it from you, too.
Well, I always like talking with you, too, Anna.
I'm going to go play now.
Okay, see you soon.
See you. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Hello? Oh, yes, Mayor Maggie. No, I'm afraid not. In fact, things are even worse than we thought. All right. As soon as I check on Grandpère once more, I'll be back in Westwood. Very good. Thanks. Goodbye.
Hello, Monsieur Aber.
Hi, Grandpère. Did you have a good nap?
Oh, very good, merci.
Good. Will you be able to wait until next time for some more help?
Oh, certainement.
Good.
I already have some autre help.
Oh, really?
Oui.
Who else is helping you?
Daniel. Daniel, s'il vous plaît.
Oh, hi. Hi, Mr. Aber.
Well, hello, Daniel. So you're helping Grandpère, huh?
Oh, yes, and he's helping me.
How do you mean?
Oh, he's helping me to try to understand Lady Elaine and not to be too scared.
Good for you both.
Nous sommes les voisins, oui.
That's what neighbors are for.
Oh, look, there's the trolley.
Hi, trolley.
Oui, trolley.
Yes.
Well, Daniel and Grandpère are helping each other. The rest of us are doing what we can. Bye-bye.
Of course, that's all make-believe. All pretend. What do you think they'll do now? Lady Elaine is being a very difficult neighbor. I wonder if she even knows what she's doing or not doing. We'll think more about all that next time. Right now, we better feed the fish. There's some food for you, fish. They're hungry. You know, nobody could turn anybody else into a doll. No. We human beings are born and we grow. But dolls are made of different pieces of material. Human beings are all one piece. Everything grows together with us. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your nose grows as your ears grow, as your arms grow, as your hands grow, as your fingers grow, as your legs grow, as your feet grow, as your toes grow, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Yes, you're all one piece. Yeah, we're different from dolls. We sure. Oh, let's see who's there. It's the real Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery.
Here it is.
Well, it does look like me, doesn't it?
It surely does. But it's not you.
No, no, it's still a doll, but my grandchildren still like to pretend with it.
I bet they do.
As a matter of fact, we feel a song coming on. Is there anything you want? Is there anything you need? McFeely's delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you. Speedy delivery.
Thank you, Speedy Delivery.
Oh, I almost forgot. Speaking of Speedy Deliveries, I found it. I found the tape that you wanted.
Oh, the facial tissue.
The facial tissue tape.
You found it already.
I did.
Do you have time to stay and watch it?
Oh, not today. But inside, you'll see there's a brochure, and it tells you how people and machines make facial tissues.
Oh, good. Well, we'll just show that now. But thanks for finding it for me, Mr. McFeely, and for loaning us the doll.
Oh, you're welcome. And you'll take it back, right?
I certainly will. I'll take it back to the library.
Alrighty. And speedy delivery from both of us. Speedy delivery to you. Here I go. More deliveries to do today. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mr. McFeely. Whew. He's a busy man today. Speedy delivery. Yes, this is something that I wanted you to see, how people make facial tissue. So I'll just read this as we watch it. Put it into picture, and see how people make facial tissue. When people make facial tissue, they first recycle all kinds of paper that's already been used. And that paper goes into a machine where it's mixed with water and steam to make paper pulp. Then the pulp goes through a washer that washes away all the ink that was on it so it can be made into clean new paper. And once the pulp is very clean, most of the water's taken out of it. See the water there? What's left gets sprayed onto a moving screen that's like a conveyor belt. And then that sheet of clean pulp moves through the machine and into a very big dryer where the rest of the water in the pulp is dried out. Boy, that's a big machine, isn't it? Then the sheet comes out as paper. See that man checking it carefully? Then the paper is dried some more. Fans drying it. And then it gets wound onto large rolls. And the large rolls of paper go on another machine. And what a journey that paper is making there. And then the paper is cut in half. And then cut and folded into single pieces of facial tissue. And factory workers know just how many facial tissues to put into small stacks. And then those small stacks are carried along to be put into boxes. And this machine pulls down cardboard boxes which will be filled with the tissues. The boxes are popped open, and the tissues are pushed into them. And that's fun to watch them go in there in the boxes, isn't it? Then the box flaps are pushed down to make the finished boxes of facial tissue. I wonder what this person's going to do. Oh, she's putting them into a box so they can be sent out and used by people everywhere. Thank you. that interesting? Lots of things to find at the library. Tapes and books and... You know, people use facial tissue for many things. Sure. I have one right here. Where's Mr. Rogers? Peekaboo. Well, you can use it for blowing your nose, or wiping your eyes, or mopping your brow. Can you use it even as a decoration, if you have a pocket? Oh, I forgot to give this box to Mr. McFeely. Well, I'll give that to him after a while. In fact, maybe I could put it like this and carry this to the library in it. Ah, we'll be together next time. That gives me a real good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. We'll have lots more to talk about next time. And that's when I'll be back. Bye. I'll be thinking of you. Bye.